Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times bestselling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to this Thursday edition of our program. It's great to have you with us. And I'm very thankful for our teaching today. It's something that's really changed my life, and I trust it can yours. We've been in a series all week where Derek Prince has been teaching us out of his own life, lessons from his life. He calls it various things, discipled in the desert and other themes like that. But it's lessons from his conversion and his early years with Jesus in the deserts of North Africa during World War II. And today he's going to talk to us about how God taught him about healing. Now, Christians often disagree about healing. Does God still heal? Did that stop with the apostles? Is that some extreme thing? You know, one of the great things about the Bible is that God simply says, come, taste, see, experience. You know, arguing about healing is pretty much like a bunch of people in a house arguing about whether the sun has risen that day. Go outside and find out, you know? In other words, experience it. Let's find out if the water's cold in the pool, jump in, you know? And so if God still heals today, then we'll find out when we ask him to do it. And there's certainly no sin in the doing of it. Derek learned it in a very, very powerful way. God began to teach him how to take the scriptures as a means of healing in the same way and on the same schedule that he would have taken medicine from a bottle. It's a fascinating teaching. And again, it's that simplicity of this learned man coming to the things of God. And what an encouragement it can be in our own lives. Let's listen now as we learn from Derek's experience how the Word of God becomes a means of healing to us.
It's good to be with you again as I continue to share with you vital lessons of the Christian faith that God taught me during the 3 years in World War II that I served as a hospital attendant with the British forces in the deserts of North Africa. For almost this entire time, I had no opportunity to attend a church or listen to a preacher. In a very real sense, God himself discipled me in three main ways: through the Bible, through the Holy Spirit, and through the successive situations and circumstances in which I found myself. Looking back, I see how God systematically arranged one situation after another in order to teach me the great basic principles that I would need in my subsequent service for him. When I think about this, I'm always reminded of what Moses said about God's dealings with Jacob in Deuteronomy 32, verse 10. He, that is the Lord, found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. I pointed out earlier this week, but it's worth saying it again. The order there is important. God found him. He led him. He instructed him, he kept him. That's the order that God deals with us. First he finds us, then he leads us. If we're willing to be led, he instructs us. And if we're willing to be instructed, he keeps us. But being instructed depends upon being led, and being kept depends upon being led and instructed. And that was the order in my life. God found me, he led me, he instructed me, and I thank God he kept me. Today I'm going to share with you vital lessons that I learned through 1 year that I spent sick in the hospital as a patient. I was attached to, or I was part of, a medical unit that was attached to one of the main British armored divisions in North Africa. Our function was to provide medical services to the troops in the armored division. We went together through the Battle of El Alamein, the great turning point in the war in North Africa. We shared in that victory, and we began the move westward across the Egyptian desert into Libya. And I was moving with my company, but I became sick with a condition that was undoubtedly due to the desert, to the food, and possibly also to my emotional reaction to these things. The skin on my feet and later on my hands became raw and sore and infected. And after a while, I couldn't wear army boots, and then I found it difficult to walk. The medical officer that I worked with valued my services, and he did everything he could to keep me out of hospital, but eventually he had to say, there's no alternative, I'll have to let you go into hospital. So I was admitted into a hospital in Libya, and later transferred to a hospital in Egypt, and then to another hospital in Egypt. But one way and another, I spent almost exactly 1 year on end in British military hospitals in North Africa. Much of the time, I was a bed patient. My condition would clear up temporarily, but the moment I began to use my feet or expose myself to the sun or to the sand, the condition reopened. It was a comparatively common condition with British soldiers in those conditions. I remember being in one ward with another British soldier who'd been 2 years in the Middle East and spent 18 months in hospital with that condition. And apparently, in the condition and with the facilities available to them at the time, the doctors really did not have a satisfactory medical answer. They gave my condition various long names. Each doctor picked a new name. Eventually, it was characterized as chronic eczema. But whether it was chronic or not, or whatever the name was given, the medical profession in that situation didn't have, apparently, a complete cure. As I lay there 1 year in the hospital, there were many, many battles going on in my mind. I had two main enemies that assailed my mind. Both of them begin with D. One was doubt, and the other was depression. I'm sure that none of you have ever had problems with doubt or depression, or maybe you have. But I was a believer, I knew the Lord, I was committed to Him, and yet I lay there having these raging battles in my mind against doubt and depression. Had God forgotten about me? Did He really care for me? Could He heal me? What was going to happen to me? And one of the things I said over and over again was, I know that if I had faith, God would heal me. And the next thing I said was, but I know I don't have faith. And every time I said, I don't have faith, I was right there in that dark, lonely valley of despair. And then God sent help to me through His Word, through one particular verse of Scripture, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I'm quoting the King James Version, which was what I was reading. And I laid hold of two words, faith cometh. They were like a ray of light in the darkness of that lonely valley. Faith comes. If you don't have it, you can get it.
Isn't it thrilling to watch the Holy Spirit meet Derek right where he was? Derek, in the early 40s, was a scholar. He was a writer. He was a thinker. He was a man of system. I think he probably would have been put off by some of the dramatic approaches to healing that we often see today. And so God just simply met him in a systematic way, a way in which he fed on the Word at certain times of the day. I love the fact that God tends to meet people where they are in their personality, in the stage of life, at the level of understanding. Ask the Holy Spirit to do the same for you, to meet you where you are and teach you His great truths right there in the circumstances of your life. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Across more than 50 years of ministry, Derek Prince experienced many extraordinary encounters with the presence and person of God. For those who have wished they could have spent some one-to-one time with the man and heard him share details of these encounters, we are pleased to make available The Next Best Thing, delivered in a heart-to-heart style. Derek's message, Truth, Faith, Love, My God-Given Goals, brings you his personal account of his encounters with Almighty God. In this special audio CD, you'll hear how Derek discovered the reality of God and experienced the tremendous power of his Holy Spirit. You'll enjoy wonderful stories of God's supernatural power working in his life and the lives of those around him. You'll be encouraged by the faithfulness of God and drawn to press more deeply into his presence, which is why we want you to have a copy of your own, absolutely free. To get your copy of this exceptional audio CD, Truth, Faith, Love, My God-Given Goals, free and postage paid, simply request it when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and this special CD are both free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. We're hearing today the story of Derek Prince's life and the way the Lord led him through practical steps of discipleship as he was in the desert during the horrible seasons of World War II there in North Africa. And one of the great truths that God began to teach him, because he needed it so desperately, was healing. And it's going to be fascinating now as we watch Derek Prince read the scriptures and mine everything the Bible has to say about healing. It changes Derek's life, and it can change ours too. Let's listen.
As I lay there one year in the hospital, there were many, many battles going on in my mind. I had two main enemies that assailed my mind. Both of them begin with D. One was doubt, and the other was depression. I'm sure that none of you have ever had problems with doubt or depression, or maybe you have. But I was a believer. I knew the Lord, I was committed to Him, and yet I lay there having these raging battles in my mind against doubt and depression. Had God forgotten about me? Did He really care for me? Could He heal me? What was going to happen to me? And one of the things I said over and over again was, I know that if I had faith, God would heal me. And the next thing I said was, but I know I don't have faith. And every time I said, I don't have faith, I was right there in that dark, lonely valley of despair. And then God sent help to me through His Word, through one particular verse of Scripture, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I'm quoting the King James Version, which was what I was reading. And I laid hold of two words, faith cometh. They were like a ray of light in the darkness of that lonely valley. Faith comes. If you don't have it, you can get it. How does it come? I studied that verse over and over. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing what? God's Word. So if I wanted faith, if I needed faith, if faith was the answer, I could get it if I would hear God's Word. I knew God's Word was there in my hands, the Bible that I held before me, the Bible that I was looking at that very moment. How could I get faith? By hearing what God was saying to me by His Holy Spirit through His Word. And I determined that's what I would do. So I determined that I was going to get faith. I determined that I was going to hear what God was saying to me, that I was going to try to shut out other voices, that I was not going to listen to doubt or to depression when they attacked my mind, but I was going to focus my entire attention on what God was saying to me in His Word. I thought of a practical way to do this. I armed myself with a blue pencil, and I decided I'd read through the entire Bible, and I would underline in blue certain particular themes. And I chose four related themes: healing, health, physical strength, and long life. And so in order to make myself focus on what God was saying to me about those four aspects of that total theme, I read through the Bible from beginning to end, underlining in blue everything that related to healing, health, physical strength, and long life. I think it took me about 4 months to get through the Bible that way. And afterwards, when I'd finished the Bible and looked back through it, you know what I had? I had a blue Bible. There was hardly a page anywhere in the Bible where I had not had to use my blue pencil. Interestingly enough, there were probably two books that contained the most blue pencil. I wonder if you can guess what they were. One was in the Old Testament, the other in the New. The Old Testament book was the book of Proverbs. The New Testament book was the Gospel of Matthew. But the whole Bible was just filled with passages underlined in blue. And I suddenly realized that healing is one of the major messages of the Bible. That God is a healer. I saw time and time again how God revealed Himself to His people. Exodus 15:26, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. Again and again, God said to His people, if you'll obey me, if you'll keep my covenant and my statutes, I'll put none of these evil diseases upon you. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I read Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul. forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Again and again, this theme of healing went through. Matthew 8:17, himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses, and with his stripes we are healed. That's the addition of 1 Peter 2:24. I saw that Jesus spent many, many hours of his ministry ministering to the sick, probably more time ministering to the sick than he spent actually preaching. And as I did this, my whole mental image of God underwent a radical change. I think I'd grown up with a kind of boyish image of God as a, let me say it reverently, a rather irritable old man with a long beard somewhere a long way off in an office. And if you were in trouble, you had to go to his office. I think I pictured him like a kind of grumpy, unreasonable schoolmaster. But now, through reading the Bible this way and hearing what God was saying to me through the Bible and focusing my attention on it, my picture of God changed. I saw God as a loving Father. I saw him as one who planned the best. I saw that if I could commit my life to him without reservation, he would arrange everything for the best. That he loved me, that he cared for me, that he'd made provision for me, that he wanted the best for me. A whole kind of religious background fell away from me. I'd always had the impression that if you were going to be a Christian, you better prepare to be miserable. I think it went back to those words in the Anglican church service that I heard so many times, "Pardon us, miserable offenders." And really, somehow it made such a deep impact on me that Christians were miserable people and that God was a harsh, stern, unreasonable God. And then that image changed, and I saw God as loving and wise and gracious and kind and able to provide for his people and keep them in every situation and circumstance.
I want you to notice that God showed his kindness to Derek in the exact moment and arena of his need. Derek was a man who was physically hurting, a man who needed healing, and he went through his Bible to see how God had provided for healing, and of course he says that on almost every page there was a promise concerning healing and physical restoration. And Derek said because of those promises, because of God meeting him where he was, he saw God as a loving and kind Father. That's what he yearns to be in your life as well. Coming up, a special friend joins me here in the studio as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
He was a remarkable man, and his life was an extraordinary journey of adventure, discovery, and redemption. Now, Stephen Mansfield, author of the New York Times bestseller, The Faith of George W. Bush, has captured that journey in Derek Prince, a biography, a frank, transparent, and fascinating account of one of the 20th century's great spiritual leaders, from England's most prestigious universities to the battlefields of World War II to the drama surrounding the birth of the nation of Israel. This new biography makes you an eyewitness to history while it brings you life-transforming spiritual insights. Derek Prince, a biography, is yours for only $19.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. Shipping is free. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Like Derek Prince, you too can triumph over tragedy with the power of the Holy Spirit. Call 800-448-3261 or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Joining me in the studio today is David Holland, one of the producers of our show and a man who brings great perspective and information to us. David, great to have you here.
Hey, thank you, Stephen. Thanks for having me.
You know, I've been thinking about these things that Derek has been teaching us, all the lessons he learned from the in those early days in the desert, and specifically this teaching today on healing. And it strikes me that many Christians, especially young Christians, are probably a little surprised that they don't get everything instantaneously at the new birth. You know, I mean, wouldn't that be great? You confess your life in Jesus, you lay down your old life, and boom, it all happens. But there's a scripture in Judges that has always come to my mind when I start being tempted to think that way. And it's when God has left some tribes in the promised land. Now, here it is. He's promised the land to the people. The people of God have begun to move into the promised land. They've begun to conquer. But there are certain tribes, even after they've taken over the land, that God leaves there. And in Judges 3, he tells us why. He says, "These are the nations the Lord left to test all those Israelites who had not experienced any of the wars in Canaan." This is, towards the back end, a later generation.
Sure.
It says in verse 2, "He did this only to teach warfare to the descendants of the Israelites who had not had previous battle experience. Mm. So here they are in the promised land. Here they are. They've conquered most of it. But now a new generation has arisen. And God does not want them not to know how to fight. So he leaves some enemy tribes in the land. Now, what I'm not saying is that God makes us sick. That's something Christians often argue about and talk about.
Sure.
But I am saying that the areas of our Christian experience where we have to go in and battle for the victory, where we have to go in and take the land, so to speak,
right,
where we didn't receive everything instantaneously, now we need to learn how to take hold of what Jesus has provided for us. That makes us the mature believers and the warriors that we're called to be. How do you see it?
That's exactly right. I think that, you know, we look at in Genesis where God put Adam and Eve in the garden and said, you know, here's a wild, untamed world. Now go take dominion over it. Be fruitful and multiply.
Yes.
The children of Israel, as you mentioned, stood on the edge of the promised land, and God said, here, I give it to you. Now go take it. Step by step, acre by acre, mile by mile. And Jesus said essentially the same thing when right before he left the earth. He said, go ye therefore into all the earth. Here's a wild, untamed world that needs me, that needs redemption. Go take it, soul by soul, life by life. And our individual lives are the same way. God doesn't give us everything he wants us to have on a silver platter the day we're born again. There's this progressive growth and taking it, and it's a journey of discovery. It's a very exciting thing.
But it's not a lack of love. It's not a lack of Jesus, of total provision in the cross and the resurrection. It's a desire of God to train us to be the people we're called to be.
Yeah.
And I've always benefited, having grown up a military brat, I've always benefited by thinking of the Christian life in martial or military terms. There's so much of that in the scriptures. But it helps me, because a warrior does not think in terms of primarily laying around the barracks and watching TV. He thinks primarily in terms of being in battle.
Yeah.
And the Christian life is very much that way. It has its Shabbat. It has its rest. It has its seasons of victory where you don't have to battle very aggressively. But then, you know, I have to tell you, I've been a Christian now for, you know, 20 some years. I'd have to say, I think it's probably 27 years now. I'd have to say that most of the time I'm battling, and yet the victory is assured.
Well, and there's some irony about the fact that Derek Prince, as he was sharing today on his journey of discovering healing for himself and how to minister it to others, went in World War II as a pacifist, as a conscientious objector, not being born again, encounters God in the desert, and then spends the rest of his life essentially as a warrior.
Yes, exactly.
For God, but a spiritual warrior, taking ground from the enemy, plundering the enemy, and restoring things back to God. As a matter of fact, there is some video, archival video of Derek ministering very much along the same lines. That special video, it's about a 15-minute long segment of Derek ministering on healing, is available right now on the website for anyone who would like to go and stream that. If you have a faster internet connection, it'll probably be a better experience for you. But if you just go to derekprince.org, you'll be able to see a 15-minute clip of Derek. Go to the radio page there. When you get to the homepage, click radio. You'll see there a link for the healing video. I think it will really bless you and open this up a little bit more for you.
In fact, there are a great many resources at derekprince.org that you can listen to these programs. You can catch up on all the series. You can find out what's happening with DPM. It's good stuff. Now, you've got something else that the people need to have, don't
you? As a matter of fact, along the very same lines as you were just saying, we have a free offer for anyone who requests it, some additional ministry along these lines, a special audio teaching by Derek Cole, Truth, Faith, and Love. It's free for the asking. Just go to derekprince.org and you'll see how to get it.
Well, that's wonderful. I tell you, one of the things I really love about Derek Prince Ministries is the way it puts so many resources free of charge into the hands of those who listen to the program, because they really are serious about implanting the word into the hearts of just this generation.
That's right.
It's an exciting thing to see.
It's what we're all about.
Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. Do log on to the website at derekprince.org. We've been pushing that this time. It's because not only can you watch actual video of Derek teaching, not only can you listen to these programs and catch up on these series, but there's just a world of material there, good devotional material, other books and materials that you really need to have in your life. But like I say, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To get your copy of Derek's CD, Truth, Faith, Love, My God-Given Goals, free of charge, call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Call now and be sure to request your free CD, Truth, Faith, Love, My God-Given Goals, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. or request your free copy securely online at derekprince.org, where you'll find other helpful resources, including Derek's biography, for just $19.95. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.